Now, would you buy a car that drove itself? Or maybe, you know, you'd like to see lorries looking after themselves without anybody behind the wheel. Many people are not keen on the idea of driverless vehicles, citing malfunction as the biggest fear. But those behind them think, well, actually, they could be a darn sight safer than what we have now, which is often human malfunction. You know, something goes wrong with us. We're not concentrating or whatever it may be. They could be here sooner rather than later as the government tests driverless cars on UK motorways from next year. Will you call and talk to me? Do you actually really want one? Because I'm yet to meet anybody who thinks they'd actually buy one. Would you want a driverless car? Supporters of driverless technology say thousands of jobs will be created and it will give billions of pounds to the economy. But let's talk to our gadget guru, our technology correspondent on the show, Matt Porter, who runs Matt Porter Web Design. He's based at Innovation Martlesham on Adastral Park. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Does anybody actually want these vehicles?
Well, yeah, I would.
Would you?
Well, yeah, I think I would, actually. I mean, I have tried a car that runs on autonomous driving or assistance, really. So driving the car, it would take over the lane guidance, if you like. So if you're on a motorway, it will keep you within the lanes, it will keep you at a set speed, it will stop you having a collision with somebody else, it will brake for you if it looks like there's going to be a collision. So that's kind of like the first step, but it's quite a large step to completely autonomous, where you have driverless. I don't know whether that will be for a few years yet, but I think you have them in some of the airports, don't you, where you jump into a little pod and it will take you to your destination. But I certainly would, yeah. I've seen the technology myself and I sort of trust it. I think
really?
The issue is that, well, I do. I trust it more than a human being because a computer doesn't get distracted by children yelling and shouting in the car, or by something happening in the car that's, you know, going on, or stuff like that. So it's not distracted. It has one job to do, which is to stop you crashing into somebody.
What if a fuse blows or something? You know, you've had it.
With regard to those kind of, you've had it. With regard to those kind of things, Mark, they have a set of fail safes. What happens if you have a heart attack behind the wheel? That kind of thing. So it will have a set of fail safes that if something fails working, then I think in regard to like the Tesla, for instance, that I drove, if you take your hands off the wheel and it starts warning you to put your hands on the wheel again and you ignore it, after a certain number of seconds, it will just simply pull up and stop where it is and not go anywhere. So there's fail safes there. I guess nothing is 100%, but arguably it could be safer than a human being because it doesn't have the inbuilt distractions and things like that we have.
There's also this technology of what's called truck platooning, so there'd be a load of trucks all in a convoy. It's bad enough trying to overtake lorries now, let alone a load of driverless ones.
Yes, I actually watched a documentary about something similar to that, because when we're driving on the motorway, or when traffic is on motorways, it's generally, let's say, three or four cars apart. But if you have this, did you call it platooning, did you
yes,
say?
Yes, truck platooning it's called.
Yeah, so basically they've trialled it for cars as well. Because they're controlled, the cars are controlled by computer again, they can literally place the vehicles within inches of each other, because if one breaks, because they're all on the same, if you like, neural network, the other ones will brake at the same time. So they'll brake and accelerate as a single vehicle. But there, because you've got suddenly five or six vehicles taking up the space of two, the roads then become much less congested because they're not, do you see what I mean? So in that respect, I guess different sets of roads.
Yeah, but what if you get one lot of platooning lorries wanting to overtake another lot of platooning lorries? Can you imagine what's going to happen?
I don't think that you'd have that, because they would effectively all be heading in the same direction at the same time.
Okay.
You wouldn't have... We could argue about it, I guess, but and it makes interesting commentary, doesn't it, about how safe these things are, and undoubtedly there will be issues. I think they had in the States where there's been reported a couple of accidents of these driverless car trials. Yeah. So and people will jump at those kind of things and not look at the millions and millions of miles that have been driven so far without an accident. So there you go.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. Love to hear from you as well on this one. That's Matt Porter. He's a fan. He's the one. Matt Porter, web design and innovation. Matt Porter, web design at Innovation Martlesham on Astral Park is where you find him. He's our gadget guru on the show. So would you want a driverless car or a driverless lorry? Is that the way forward? Or do you just like to sort of think, no, I want to be behind the wheel?